What's up, Liron here. Thank you for joining me in another episode of my daily podcast. Today I want to talk to you about having a sketchbook, using a sketchbook, and why I think it's beneficial, and maybe talk a bit about my own sketchbook. So as of now, I have about 16 finished sketchbooks with another huge one that's kind of halfway, I'm halfway through. And this is only from the last 4 years. I'm actually very disappointed of the fact that I haven't kept any artwork from my younger days. Let's say when I was a kid, when I was maybe like a teenager, and even just a little before my military service, because that could have been really cool. But I do have about 16, as I mentioned, sketchbooks from the last 4 years or so. And it's just staggering to open up an old one and take a look at the sketches and the paintings and see the huge progress that I made. Now, that's really cool in that regard that you can, and I talk about is don't throw away any of none of your paintings, you know, so that you can later on look at them and appreciate them and see your growth and blah, blah, blah. But there's another aspect to that, which is the ability to have a place to create in which you feel 100% free and creative, let's say. When you are working on, let's say, a piece of paper, sometimes, from what I see, from what I hear, people can experience a bit of hardships when doing that. And that's fine, that's understandable. And this is exactly the reason why I do encourage you to use a sketchbook, because a sketchbook is like a sacred place where you're not afraid to do whatever you want, to create freely, to experiment, to do some things that are a bit out of the ordinary for you. And it's just, I think, a good idea all in all. You get to have all of your paintings consolidated in one place. You get to learn a bit more about yourself and your development and your style. You get to create in a more free manner, I would say. It's just a good thing to have. So my favorite sketchbook, let's say, is Canson Monval. It's not cotton paper, which is one of the major issues I do have with it. But aside from that, it is, I believe, acid-free. It is 300 grams, which is pretty nice. So it is a little heavy-duty, more than other sketchbooks out there. And I highly recommend you give it a shot if you are interested in it. I think it's a little better than Moleskine, because Moleskines are 220 grams and they don't really work that well. Their advantage is they have that rubber band and they're a little fancier, and I think they preserve your artwork a little better. But in terms of the actual, you know, how it reacts to the paint, I find that the Moleskine buckles significantly more. So despite them having a name, I wouldn't necessarily recommend going with a Moleskine. And by the way, if you do go with a Moleskine sketchbook, just make sure, is it Moleskine? I don't know, I hear many different pronunciations. But if you do decide to go for one, make sure you get the watercolor one if you plan on painting with it, because the other ones aren't. You have to have at least the watercolor one. One other thing I would say that relates to sketching and painting on location is that a sketchbook is just really handy that way, and you can quickly capture a moment or something that you see, and then later on develop it inside on a bigger piece of paper at your leisure, let's say. So this is it. This is what I wanted to talk about. I actually just finished editing a sketchbook tour video that I will soon upload to YouTube. It's going to be out on this Saturday, so in a few days. It's going to be probably titled Canson Monval Sketchbook Tour, December 2018. It actually contains a lot of paintings from way before this month, but just because I kind of do the tour now, so I decided to name it that way. Just one final tip to close off this episode is if you do use a sketchbook and you do feel nervous, or stressed, or like you have some perfectionism around using it or stuff like that, I will give you a really cool tip that helped me, and that is open a random page and paint there. Don't go at it like one by one. Don't start from the beginning and just fill it up.
just choose a random page and start there. I don't know why, something psychologically that helps. I actually learned that from Teo, who does a lot of sketching videos on YouTube and product reviews. He's one of the very first watercolor painting channels that I started following, and urban sketching, lots of that kind of things. And he recommended that, and I was like, that's a really good advice. And I actually applied it on my last Konstantin Wolf sketchbook, a newer one than the one I'm presenting in the video. And it worked out really well. So in any case, this is it. I want to thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this one. Feel free to contact me via Instagram or YouTube, my YouTube channel, or whichever way you're comfortable with. If you have any questions or need help with anything, I'll be happy to help. And I will talk to you again in another episode real soon.